Back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with our Director of Marketing and Communication.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, Game 1 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the Lake Elsinore Storm, the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 49-46. They are 11-19 in the second half, while the Lake Elsinore Storm coming with a record of 50-44. They are 18-12 in the second half. And your Fresno Grizzlies coming off a series split at Banner Island Ballpark against the Stockton Ports, where the Grizzlies had a couple really big offensive performances, but on Sunday they suffered a 4-2 loss at the hands of the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies, they have not won a road series since June 4th through the 9th at Modesto, four road series since, but the Grizzlies still a 78-30 record against the Ports. The Grizzlies gave up four early runs, scored two runs, one in the fifth, one in the sixth inning, a sacrifice fly from Andy Perez, and an RBI double from Ben McKay, but the offense couldn't find a way to battle back as they fell by a score of 4-2. Grizzlies catcher Ben McKay was all over the plate on Sunday. McKay, 1-for-2, a double, RBI, run, walk, hit by pitch, and a stolen base. Isaiah Coupe, despite picking up the loss, had struck out 10 over 5 innings of work, and then the bullpen, 3 clean innings from Hunter Mann and Bryson Hammer. But the Grizzlies falling 4-2, so they look to get back on track against the hottest team right now in the California League, the Lake Elsinore Storm, who have won 5 in a row after they beat the Visalia Rawhide back at their home ballpark. And the Storm now trailing back into Fresno, where they are visiting for the first time this season. We have a great pitching matchup between the teams, though, as the Storm give the ball to left-hander Luis Gutierrez, a 1-1 record of 5.14 ERA. Gutierrez, his last time out against Fresno, a very good one as he looks to get another win tonight for the Storm. On the other side of the Grizzlies, they will give the ball to right-hander Brian Mena, making his Fresno Grizzlies debut, just up from the ACL whose season finished last week. Mena coming in, no record, no ERA, but the 20-year-old, we get to see what he brings to the table and will probably be a part of that pitching rotation next season for your Grizzlies. He gets the start tonight. So it'll be left-hander Gutierrez and right-hander Mena as we get set for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. We also have a Major League rehabber here from the Colorado Rockies and outfielder Nolan Jones. He is scheduled to be here all week long tonight. He will bat second and play DH. So we have a Major League rehabber for just the second time this season, and the Grizzlies getting ready for Tuesday Night Baseball, the series opener between the Storm and your Grizzlies. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Grizzlies Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo, and we talked about all the upcoming promotions, not only during this week, but for the rest of the season. And of course, we had a touch on Taco Truck Throwdown in the off season. Tickets available now, the lowest they'll ever be. Our pregame guest is Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo, and we come back after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with our Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thanks for having me on, Stephen. It's so good to have baseball back at Chicchansey Park.
Team's been on the road, but we have a lot of home games coming up, and we have a great week of fun, great month of fun in August as well, too. Talk a little bit to the fans about what to expect this week here at Chicchansey Park.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. We've got, I think it's 24 home games in the next 40 days, so plenty of chances to come out and catch your Grizzlies in downtown Fresno. You know, we've got another great week coming up, right? We've got Friday Night Fireworks on Friday, presented by the California Armenian Home. We've got Back to School Night with a very special guest joining us on Saturday. And, you know, wraps up with Save Mart Sundays, but it should be great weather, great time out here at the ballpark.
You said special guest. I did. Can you tell me who that special guest is?
Yeah, so we just formally announced today that Thomas Nicholas is joining us on Saturday. So he's known for roles such as his parts in Rookie of the Year, his part in Animal House. He also has his own band, the Thomas Nicholas Band, which will be performing a free post-game concert at Tioga Sequoia after the game. So he's here. He's in downtown Fresno, and he wants to see what this community is about. So we're really excited to have him. He's also thrown out the first pitch and singing the national anthem. I mean, this guy really does it all.
Oh, man, that's going to be so much fun, too. Now, the question is, over or under 2 minutes on the national anthem?
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't heard him sing yet, but I'm going to say under. I'm going to go with the under on this.
I agree with you as well, too. But that just starts August. We have a lot of crazy promotions down the line for the rest of the season. Can you touch on a couple of them?
Yeah, man. I mean, we're ending the season with a bang, right? You know, and that's really how we plan our promo calendar. You know, we put a lot of amazing things at the beginning, we put a lot of amazing things at the end, and of course you've got a ton of fun things here in the middle with, you know, 4th of July and all that good stuff. But yeah, end of the season, I mean, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. You've got Pro Wrestling Night featuring Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle out here at Chicchansey Park meeting fans, throwing out the first pitch. You've got great nights like Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. You've got our Bounce House Bonanza Night, which, you know, that's going to be cool. That's a new promo this year where the entire stadium is going to be taken up by bounce houses, inflatable games, all sorts of fun things, thanks to our friends over at Bounce House Bonanza. Plus, part of that night is our shoe charm giveaway, which I know you were freaking out about these right before we hopped on. And I mean, oh my gosh, I've got the samples sitting in front of us right now, and they look so good. We couldn't be more thrilled with these. We think this is going to be one of our most popular giveaways ever.
We're so excited for that as well, too. But of course, you said back to school night coming up this week as well, too, which means kids are coming back. But we also have Fresno State night coming up, too. And I know you being a Fresno State fan, you're and an alumni yourself, can you talk a little bit about that night?
Yeah, man, no, this one has been so incredible to watch grow year after year after year. You know, again, being an alumnus and, you know, getting to have many fellow alumni here in the front office, this is a night that's important to us. So, you know, this year it's presented by Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. We've got special tickets available for current staff, current students, alumni, all that good stuff available at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. We're going to have a special student section. And, you know, Ryan Palmer, I just got to give a shout out for him. Our partnership services manager has just done an incredible job using his connections over there at the university to continue to make this night larger and larger, which is what we want. You know, it's the Thursday before the first home football game of the year. So, you know, really just a perfect way to kind of kickstart your Fresno State football season for sure.
Of course, they face Michigan. Me being an Ohio State fan, I hope that they beat Michigan by 45 when it comes down to it. But besides that, we also have a lot of great things upcoming in the off season, which includes our own favorite taco truck throwdown.
Yeah, man. You know, even though baseball season ends, regular season ends here on September 8th, you know, there's plenty of activity after that September 8th date. You know, hopefully some playoff baseball. But then once that's all said and done, we've got Thomas Rhett coming as part of Music on the Diamond here at the end of October. And then, like you mentioned, Taco Truck Throwdown 13. You know, at this point, being in its 13th iteration, we're a mainstay here in the Central Valley, right? We love Taco Truck Throwdown. We love our Michelada Throwdown and Salsa Throwdown, which have been added to the event in the past couple years. You got to go get your tickets now. They are the cheapest they will be. Just go ahead and go to FresnoTacos.com. Grab your tickets. Ticket prices will go up soon, especially once we start announcing musical acts here in the next few weeks. So you got to grab those tickets now, or else, you know, you're going to be kind of upset with yourself when that price goes up and when you hear who we're bringing out to the ballpark this season.
Let me tell you, years past have been amazing, so expect another amazing taco truck throwdown and Thomas Rhett right around the corner. But again, tell fans how they can get tickets to come check out the Grizzlies. Again, lots of games remaining for the 2024 season.
Yeah, man. FresnoGrizzlies.com is always going to be your one-stop shop. You've got all of our promos listed there. You can pick up tickets for our non-baseball events as well as the remaining 24 home games. You know, and a lot of great opportunities there, too. You can check out our hospitality areas. You're going to be able to place season ticket deposits for 2025 coming up here in the next few weeks. You know, yes, we are already thinking about next year. You know, the fun just continues and keeps on rolling. But yeah, go check out FresnoGrizzlies.com. You'll be able to get all the info you need. Or come down to the Chickchansey Park ticket office. You know, our crew down there with Jacob and Eric and, you know, everyone who works the ticket windows are always excited to get to see you. So we just can't wait to see you here in downtown Fresno.
Well, lots of fun. I know you got to get back to work. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thanks.
A big thank you to Jonathan Bravo, your Grizzlies Director of Marketing and Communications, for joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chickchansey Park, as we get set for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. As the Fresno Grizzlies getting ready to take the field, your Fresno Grizzlies at 49-46 overall look to stop the hottest team in the California League, the winners of 5 in a row, the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Grizzlies lost 4 out of 6 in Lake Elsinore earlier in the season. They look to get back on track tonight as they will give the ball to right-hander Brian Mena. With that being said, let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous path for the ramparts
A wonderful national anthem to get us set for Tuesday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chickchansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Lee Valley Live App, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 1 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Lake Elsinore Storm. With that being said, here is tonight's Lake Elsinore Storm lineup that is posted by first-year manager Lucas Ray. The Storm, the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres, 18-12 in the second half. They are 50-44 overall. Shortstop Leodalis DeVries will lead things off, followed by DH Roseman Verdugo. Batting third is the first baseman, Ethan Long. He had a great series last time these two teams met up. Right fielder Jacob Campbell will bat fourth, followed by center fielder Braden Carpathios. Ryan Wilson, the left fielder, bats sixth.
B.Y. Choi, the second baseman, bats seventh. Jose Sanabria, the third baseman, will hit eighth. And batting ninth, the catcher, Caden Hollow. And on the bump tonight for the Lake Elsinore Storm, the left-hander, number 17, Luis Gutierrez, a 1-1 record, a 5.14 ERA. So once again, for the Storm, DeVries, Verdugo, Long, Campbell, Carpathios, Wilson, Choi, Sanabria, Hollow, and Gutierrez on the bump. And for the Fresno Grizzlies, tonight they give the ball, making his Fresno Grizzlies debut, right-hander 20-year-old Brian Mena. No record, no ERA as the right-hander getting loose right now. The Grizzlies, they are 11-19, 49-46 overall. The single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year. His Toyota starting lineup will be right after the bottom of the first as Leodales DeVries will lead things off against right-hander Brian Mena. We'll give you the Grizzlies lineup momentarily as we are ready for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. A beautiful evening, and here we go. Brian Mena out of the full windup. Here comes tonight's first pitch, and it's outside, and we are underway right at 6:50 p.m. One ball, no strikes. Brian Mena against Leodales DeVries, a switch-hitting youngster. And there's a ball, two balls, and no strikes just outside. It is a beautiful 95 degrees. As here comes the 2-0, and that is a fly ball lifted out of play. Count now at two balls and a strike. We have clear skies here in Fresno, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. And they're saying 6:51 for first pitch. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Mena. That is outside, three balls and a strike. That pitch a little close again as Mena misses. Mena, fastball, changeup, curveball. First time we get to see the right-hander. As the 3-1 on its way. And it's a ground ball foul. Count now at three balls and two strikes. Again, 95 degrees, clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. 6:51 for first pitch tonight here at Chuck Chancey Park. Storm Grizzlies underway. Three balls, two strikes as Mena takes on DeVries. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is called strike three. Good breaking ball. And that opens up his Grizzlies debut. Welcome to Fresno. As Mena strikes out DeVries, and here comes the DH in Roseman Verdugo. Roseman Verdugo, another prospect in his Padres system. And the San Diego Padres, very busy at the trade deadline, but fortunately did not have to get rid of DeVries or Verdugo. They did have a reliever traded today. A lot of players that were with Lake Elsinore the past couple years on their ways to new teams, as that is foul tipped at the plate. And the count at 1-1. Home plate umpire is Dylan Reeves. Over on the bases, Pedro Torres. First time we've seen this crew. Fresno wearing their beige unis. Fresno written across the front in red. As here comes the pitch, that is low. They have the red numbers on the back of those jerseys. White cap, red bill, the California Bear logo on top of that cap. The Grizzlies 6-1 when wearing their home white unis. Beige cream, however you want to describe them. As here's a fly ball lifting a shallow right field. Second baseman Tevin Tucker ranging over. Gives way to the right fielder Antenna who makes the play. And that's the second out. As here comes first baseman Ethan Long. Great job by Mena. Once again getting through the first two batters of this lineup. Lake Elsinore, they're wearing their road grays. Lake Elsinore ran across the front. They have the black numbers on the back. They have the black cap, the black bill, and those eyes of the Storm logo on the front. As that is outside, count of one ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies lineup presented by Toyota. Center fielder Caleb Hobson leads things off, followed by MLB rehabber of the Rockies, DH Nolan Jones. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman, he will bat third as that pitch runs outside. Shortstop Andy Perez bats fourth. Felix Tanner, the right fielder, bats fifth. Left fielder Brad Cumbis, he will bat sixth. At the bottom over the order, seventh first baseman Jason Hinchman. As the pitch on its way, fouled off. Batting eighth, the catcher Darius Perry. And batting ninth at second base, Tevin Tucker. As Brian Mena on the bump. As Mena looking to retire the side in order. Here comes the pitch and a fly ball to right field. And that one scoots foul. Count now at two balls and two strikes. So once again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis will be Hobson, Jones, Wimmer, Andy Perez, Tana Cumbis, Hinchman, Perry, Tucker, and Mena on the bump looking for a clean first inning. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it swung on and missed. How about that for your debut? First inning, 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Storm and the Grizzlies as center fielder Caleb Hobson will lead things off against left-hander in Luis Gutierrez. As Caleb Hobson back in the leadoff spot for Fresno, this is his 38th game at the top of the order. As here comes a pitch from the lefty outside, one ball and no strikes. Caleb Hobson has reached base 39% of the time when he leads off. That is throughout all those games. As here comes the pitch, that is inside, two balls and no strikes. Hobson 9-for-29, a .310 clip in his first appearance of the game as a leadoff hitter. A double, seven walks, and a hit by pitch. As that is outside, three balls and no strikes. 46% of the time he reaches base in his first plate appearance. 17-for-37 overall, as that is a called strike count at 3-1. That includes if you add up all of his hits, walks, so on and so forth. Caleb Hobson leads the team with 28 stolen bases. This is a count at 3-1 to him from left-hander Luis Gutierrez. Gutierrez winds and deals, and that's a foul ball, 3-2. Left-hander Gutierrez has been the main Tuesday starter for the Storm this season. A 1-1 record, a 5.14 ERA. Gutierrez ready to go, three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it is a ground ball softly hit to second. Going to be a play for the second baseman in Choi, and he makes it for the out. It goes 4-3 as Hobson is retired. And here comes the DH in Nolan Jones. And welcome to Fresno, Nolan Jones. As he is on MLB rehab assignment for the Colorado Rockies, as he is working back from a lower back strain. as Gutierrez will wind and deal, and that is a called strike to Jones, counted no balls and one strike. Nolan Jones, just his second year with the Rockies, ninth year professionally, formerly in the Cleveland Guardians system. As here comes the 0-1, and that's outside, counted 1-1. Jones was traded to the Rockies in the offseason of 2022. In November, he was traded for former Grizzlies infielder Juan Brito. As here comes the 1-1 offering from Gutierrez, and it's a chopper up the middle. Again, Choi going to his side, trying to make a play, and he does in time. And it goes 4-3 again. So Jones retired for the second out. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. It's a good start so far for the lefty in Gutierrez as he gets two ground outs. Choi, the first time right to him on the ground ball. The second one had to move more towards the second base bag. Did a great job angling his body to make the throw. As Wimmer swings and misses, count at 0-1. Braylon Wimmer leads the team with 10 home runs. And he's due for one right now. Braylon Wimmer went 0-5 on Sunday in Stockton, as he'll take a pitch low. But Wimmer was on a hit streak prior to that 0-4 night on the series finale in Stockton. Wimmer, in the game where the Grizzlies won 16-2 against the Ports, had four hits and four runs scored, both career highs. Here's the pitch, and Wimmer, that's a foul ball off of him, and the count now at 1-2. Left-hander Luis Gutierrez looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Bottom of the first, no score here at Chuck Chansey Park between the Grizzlies and the Storm. Fresno, Lake Elsinore, first meeting at Chuck Chansey Park between the teams this season. They've already met six times back at Lake Elsinore Diamond. As that pitch is high, two balls and two strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Lake Elsinore won the series opener before Fresno knotted the series up at a game apiece on Wednesday. But the Storm rattled off three in a row before the Grizzlies won the series finale. Wimmer swings and misses, and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Grizzlies and Storm 0-0 as Jacob Campbell will lead things off against the right-hander in Brian Mena as the pitch is fouled off. Count and no balls and one strike. Brian Mena on the bump for Fresno. 6'2", 185 pounds. The right-hander is just 20 years old. As that misses outside, count of one ball and one strike. Mena, born in San Francisco de Macaray, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent on January 15, 2021, as there is a called strike. Count of one ball and two strikes from Brian Mena, making his first start with Fresno. And a nice 1-2-3 inning with two punch-outs for Mena. As here comes the offering to Campbell, and it's high, two balls and two strikes. Brian Mena was down in the ACL Rockies, where he last appeared in a relief role on July 24th against the ACL Giants. As he winds and deals, here's the 2-2. And it is called strike three. And Campbell caught looking. And Mena has his third strikeout of the game, as here comes center fielder Braden Carpathios. Mena, four innings, seven hits, two runs, all earned, one walk, six Ks. But the right-hander in his fourth professional season has continued to improve and impress over his 4 years. Prior to this season, 28 games, 13 starts. As here's a swing and a miss by Carpathios, counted 0-1. And then this year, 13 appearances, 6 starts. A 2-4 record with the ACL Rockies, 1 hold and 2 saves. A 4.89 ERA, as that one misses inside. And the count at 1-1. 46 innings, 58 strikeouts. And his big start was on June 27th at the ACL Angels. As here comes the 1-1 offering. And that one lifted out to shallow left field. The shortstop and Perez ranging back. And he's there, two away here in the second. And here comes left fielder Ryan Wilson. But in that start against the ACL Angels, five scoreless innings. He had 10 strikeouts, both career highs. Three hits, one walk, and scoreless baseball for Mena. Brian Mena, as we said, part of the 2021 draft class, which included Andy Perez, Deon Jorge, and Jordy Vargas. As that pitch misses, one ball, no strikes. And also Brian Perez, who's in this rotation. Brian Betancourt as well, as he's looking for another out. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. No chance at the breaking ball outside. Good pitch from Mena, who looks in really good control so far in his debut. As here comes the pitch. That's a good breaking ball in there for a strike. Count at one ball and two strikes to Ryan Wilson. As Brian Mena looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Here comes the pitch to Wilson. Mena winds and deals the pitch. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Good location from Mena as he works inside. Brian Mena, B-R-Y-A-N-M-E-N-A. Here in the top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Lake Elsinore. Mena ready to go, winds and deals again. And it is called strike three. Oh, that curveball is a dandy. He's got four punch outs over two perfect innings. We head to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just 10.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, a beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. No score between the Storm and the Grizzlies as Andy Perez will lead things off against the left-hander in Luis Gutierrez. Andy Perez had a great series against Stockton, 11 hits as the first pitch is fouled off, counting no balls and a strike. Perez was the leadoff batter during the series against Stockton where he had a leadoff homer, a leadoff double, and a leadoff single in the series, and two of those three hits were on the first pitch he saw, the home run and the single for Perez. As here comes the 0-1 from the lefty Gutierrez, and that one down the left field line, and that is just foul. Oh, no. The home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves, said it was a foul ball. Perez can't believe it. And third base coach Cesar Galvez was trying to urge Reeves to say that ball was fair. Didn't know initially off the bat from our angle if it was fair or foul, but it was down the left field line, and Perez was on his horse to two. It's a count and no balls in two strikes, so Perez now will have to battle. Perez ready to go as Gutierrez, here comes the pitch. And another line drive into left field, a base hit. That one was fair, and Perez is on with a single to lead off the second inning. He continues to drive the baseball among the California League top 10 in eight different categories, which includes hits and total bases. As here comes right fielder Felix Tena here in the bottom of the second inning. Chuck Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code. Here's a ground ball towards the second baseman into right field. A base hit. Choi couldn't handle it into right. And that should be a single for Tena. Perez on a third. And the Grizzlies have runners at the corners with no outs. Perez, seeing that all the way, heads over to third as Tena has a single. That just got past the second baseman, Choi. And now it's left fielder Brad Cumbis as the catcher in Hollow going to give some first and third signs. But again, play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from Gutierrez to Cumbis, and he swings and misses, and the count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning is July almost coming to a close. We'll be in August by Thursday. As here comes the 0-1 to Cumbis. And that one is high. One ball and one strike. Bottom of the second, no score, but Fresno threatening. Brad Cumbis, runners at first and third with no outs. As the Grizzlies would love to score first against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Here comes the pitch, and here's a fly ball lifted to right field. Good carry on it. Should be deep enough to score Perez. He will tack from third, and Brad Cumbis has an RBI sacrifice fly, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Brad Cumbis gets the job done as it's an RBI for him. Tena stays at first. Perez comes in to score after the single to lead off the second. And Fresno has a 1-0 lead thanks to the Mississippi State product. And here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Hinchman might be the hottest hitter on this Grizzlies team. A six-game hit streak, had one hit in every game of the Stockton series, but four of the six hits for extra bases. As Tena leads from first, the pitch to Hinchman swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the second. Grizzlies lead 1-0 thanks to Brad Cumbis. RBI number 13 for the Grizzlies left fielder. As the pitch to Hinchman is inside, count at 1-1. Another sacrifice fly for Fresno. They're in the top five in minor league baseball in sacrifice flies. As Tanner leads from first. Gutierrez looks back the runner. And here comes the pitch from the lefty. And that one is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Grizzlies lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. As Jason Hinchman looking to extend his hit streak to 7 games. Hinchman a home run, triple, and 2 doubles in that series against the Ports. The pitch, that is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jason Hinchman has been outstanding all year long for Fresno. Hinchman coming into tonight's game with a 702 OPS, a trio of home runs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gutierrez comes set around the belt. And here comes the pitch to Hinchman. Long pause. And it's a ground ball to short. It's going to be a tough play for DeVries. Only plays at first, and he makes it. What a play from DeVries as Tanner gets to second. So now runner at second with 2 outs as the play goes 6-3. And here comes catcher Darius Perry. Great job from DeVries working towards third base as he makes the play and then the off-balance throw. Great job for DeVries. And now it's Perry, who had a great series in Stockton. He had a home run in the opener. Perry a couple multi-hit games as well as he continues to play well at the bottom of this lineup as he swings and misses. Counted 0-1. The last time Perry faced the storm, he was actually back home and being able to sleep in his own bed. The La Mirada product, where he went to high school, was able to see family and friends and had a great series in Lake Elsinore. So Perry wants to continue that strong play right now as he looks to score Tanner with 2 outs. As the pitch is line foul, counting 0 balls and 2 strikes. And a souvenir for a fan. As the Grizzlies looking to add on to their 1-0 lead. Tevin Tucker awaits on deck. As here comes the 0-2 from Gutierrez. Long pause, looks back the runner Tanner, and the pitch. Outside 1-2 from Luis Gutierrez. He is 21 years old, 6 feet, 175 pounds. From Venezuela, Luis Alejandro Gutierrez. Between two levels, ACL Padres in Lake Elsinore has made 11 appearances. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball drifting out to shallow right field. Tough play, and it's going to drop, and it's going to skip off the right fielder, and Perry will score, Tanner. It's 2-0 Fresno. Darius Perry is going to have an RBI single in no man's land as Campbell tried coming in to make the play, and it lands just in front of him as Tanner will score. The Grizzlies' third hit of the inning and another run. As here comes Tevin Tucker with a runner at first and 2 outs. So Perry picks up the RBI against Gutierrez, who's making his 9th appearance and his 8th start with the Storm. A 1-1 record, 5.14 ERA. 35 innings coming into tonight's game. Here's the pitch. That is high. 1 ball, no strikes to Tevin Tucker. Officially an RBI single for Darius Perry. That is his 13th RBI. And a 2-out RBI, Fresno 1-for-1 with runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and it's outside of Tucker, who looked to bunt, and the count at 2-0. This Grizzlies team would love to get to the top of the lineup in Caleb Hobson. Tevin Tucker, very good patience at the plate. Here comes the 2-0 from Gutierrez, and it swung on and missed, count at 2-1. Good pitch from Tucker, or from Gutierrez, and Tucker, big swing and a miss, 91 on that fastball. The left-hander Gutierrez trying to work through this inning without any more damage. Fresno already has put up a 2-spot. Here's the pitch inside of Tucker, almost hit him, and the count at 3-1. Tevin Tucker, the West Virginia product, 24 years old, from Petersburg, Virginia. Signed as a free agent in 2023. As the pitch to Tucker, line to left field, and that ball's going to get down, a base hit. And Perry now looking for three. He will actually head back to second, and a great decision as the left fielder Wilson throwing it in quickly. So Tevin Tucker has a two-out hit. Fresno still with two runners on, and now with two outs for Caleb Hobson. So Tucker, the single, fourth hit of the frame. And now it's Hobson who's 0-for-1 and a mound visit now from the pitching coach in Robbie Price. First and second, two outs. And it's Caleb Hobson, the leadoff batter for Fresno. Still bottom of the second inning as the pitching coach come to talk to the right-hander or the left-hander. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Runners at first and second with two outs. Caleb Hobson at the plate as he will take a pitch away. And Perry going to advance to third, and so does Tucker. Should be a wild pitch. Great read from Perry at second as the ball skipped up the third base line. And now two runners in scoring position. And can Hobson deliver for a crooked second inning? A wild pitch as Tucker and Perry advances. Here on July 30th, Fresno trying to end the month of July with a pair of wins. As here comes the 1-0 from Gutierrez. And the pitch. And a line drive to left field. It's hit well. And it gets down. A base hit. This will score two. And Caleb Hobson delivers. A two-out, two RBI single. It's 4-0 Fresno. Fifth hit of the frame for the Grizzlies as Hobson, a clutch hit. Fresno now 2-for-2 with runners in scoring position. As Perry scores, Tucker scores as well. So Fresno now gives it to Nolan Jones with a runner at first and two outs. So five hits, four runs this inning. And now Nolan Jones, who's 0-for-1. The pitch inside almost hits him. Count at 1-0. Nolan Jones on a rehab assignment, making his second plate appearance of the game. Known as No Joe back in Colorado. As here comes the pitch from the lefty, and now a check on Hobson. He's back safely with a skip. One ball, no strikes to Jones. Jones, he was dealt to Colorado, as we said, for Grizzlies infielder Juan Brito back in 2022. And last year finished fourth in National League Rookie of the Year voting after an outstanding campaign. As there goes Hobson, and that ball fouled off by Jones, and he broke his bat. So Jones will get some new lumber as a count of one ball and one strike. But as we said, he was fourth in Rookie of the Year voting after becoming the first rookie in Major League history to have at least 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, and 19 outfield assists in a season. Jones led the majors with 19 outfield assists in 93 games, a franchise record surpassing Dante Bichette's 17 assists in 144 games in 1999. As a count of 1-1 to Jones, the pitch. And it's inside and high. Two balls and a strike. Nolan Jones expected to be here all week. But, of course, you never know what will happen after a game with the Grizzlies. Nolan Jones, 6'4", 228 pounds, 26 years old. Here's the pitch. And he fouls it off. Count at two balls and two strikes. As Nolan Jones looking to extend this inning for Fresno. They have scored two runs already with two outs. They lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. The Storm coming in winning five in a row. But this Grizzlies team trying to find a way to win this opening game. Gutierrez comes set. And here comes the 2-2 to Jones. There goes Hobson, and Jones fouls it off again. He got a good pitch to handle there. So Nolan Jones, he went to Holy Ghost Prep High School in Pennsylvania, where he was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians in the second round of the 2016 MLB first-year player draft. As there's action down in that Storm bullpen, here comes another 2-2 to Jones. And he flies one to deep right field. That ball's hit well. It is going to leave the yard. And Nolan Jones makes it 6-0. A two-run shot to right center field. And welcome to California, Nolan Jones. The Grizzlies have a 6-run second inning. And a big fly thanks to our friends at Fresno Yosemite International Airport. Grizzlies 6-0. They have batted around here in the second inning. Nolan Jones, a 2-run homer. And here comes Braylon Wimmer, who wants in on the fun. This Grizzlies team all of a sudden finding their ways here in the second inning, as Gutierrez has been surprised by Fresno, as that's outside, one ball and no strikes. That is the sixth hit for Fresno in the inning, and every run has scored. Wimmer 0 for 1 with a strikeout, as here comes the pitch. It's fouled off. One ball and one strike. Andy Perez awaits on deck. Fresno, that was their first extra base hit this inning. Five singles now with that two-run shot from Jones. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. As Braylon Wimmer looking to extend this Grizzlies inning. This is all with two outs, by the way. Four of the six runs scoring with two outs. Here's the pitch. And a line drive up the middle. And that is going to be stopped by the second baseman, Choi. And he falls down, and Wimmer's safe. That almost looked like it was going up the middle. And Choi lost his footing. Had to make an awkward throw off the ground. And Wimmer is safe. And the Grizzlies have their seventh hit of the inning. So Fresno has batted around, and here comes manager in Lucas Ray. That will do it for Luis Gutierrez. We'll be back right after this. The Grizzlies lead 6-0 here in the second.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench, here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about: hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're still in the bottom of the second inning as Fresno leads 6-0 against Lake Elsinore. They have scored 6 runs on 7 hits, and the 10th batter of the frame, and Andy Perez will take on Will Varmet out of the Storm bullpen. As here comes the 1-0, Perez fly ball, right field, that ball's hit well, and that one will get out of here as well. A two-run homer to right field, that went over the manual scoreboard, and it's 8-0 Grizzlies, their highest scoring inning this season. Andy Perez, a two-run shot, his 9th of the year, and the Grizzlies have found 8 runs here in the second. Andy Perez leaves the yard, the second two-run homer of the frame, and the Grizzlies continue their dominance here in the second inning. So Andy Perez leaves the yard, and welcome to the game for Varmette, who will now have to take on Felix Tena. Here's the pitch outside, count at 1-0. A two-run homer for Andy Perez. The second two-run homer of the inning. Wimmer scores as well as here comes the pitch of Tena. Swing and a miss. Count at 1-1. So the hit charged to Varmette. He will only have one of those two runs. The other to Gutierrez. That will end Gutierrez's line as the Grizzlies have exploded for 8 runs as Tena fouls it off. Count at 1-2. Final line for Gutierrez. 1 2/3 innings. 7 hit. 7 runs, 7 earned, no walks, 1 K. And now for Varmette, who has allowed a run so far. As here comes the 1-2 to Tena, swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies put up an 8th spot, their most runs in an inning this season. As the Grizzlies, they head to the third. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only...
Top of the third inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 8-0 Grizzlies lead the storm. As Brian Mena back on the bump as there's a first pitch strike to B.Y. Choi. Here in the top of the third inning, the Grizzlies an 8th spot in the bottom of the second as they lead the storm. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and that is low. 1 ball. And 1 strike here in the top of the third inning. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, the series opener between Lake Elsinore and Fresno. Here comes the 1-1 from Mena, and that's outside. 2 balls and a strike. And for Brian Mena, we'll see what he can do after sitting for a long time. Mena 6 up, 6 down in his first 2 innings with 4 punch-outs. As here's a ground ball foul. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes from Brian Mena. So Fresno, 2 homers. Nolan Jones and Andy Perez in that second inning. They had 6 singles as well. As that is a ground ball, softly hit to second. Tucker on a couple bounces over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and Choi is retired as 1 second baseman grounds out to the other. And here comes third baseman Jose Sanabria. So the Grizzlies lead 8-0 is their second most runs in an inning this season. They had 9 earlier this year against Inland Empire. That was back in the third inning on April 9th. Their most runs in the second, though, as that is a called strike count at 0-1. So the Grizzlies have scored 60 runs in the first and second innings this season. And the Grizzlies, with those 8 runs as well, their offense finding a way tonight as that runs outside, count at 1-1. Of course, a long way to go. These two teams have played a lot of crazy games, which included last year's Grizzlies walk-off win against the Storm. As the pitch is just outside, 2 balls and a strike. It was on June 9th, 2023, where the Grizzlies beat the Storm 14-13 in 11 innings thanks to Ryan Ritter. Here's the pitch. That's a fly ball lifted out to shallow center field. It's going to be the second baseman in Tucker, and he will make the catch for the second out. Tucker's been busy this inning as he makes both plays, and now it's Caden Hollow, the 9-hole batter in this Fresno lineup, or in this Lake Elsinore lineup. Is this Fresno lineup trying to score some more runs against the Storm? We've seen what they can do against Fresno. Lots of runs in that last series at Lake Elsinore Diamond. So here's a ground ball to first. Backhand by Hinchman. Underhand toss to Mena covering. And it's in time. A 1-2-3 inning. And Mena 9 up and 9 down. We head the bottom of the third. Grizzlies looking for more runs right after this.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes. Construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain. Full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor.
Bottom of the third inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 8-0, the Grizzlies lead the Storm as there's a called strike to Brad Cumbis from right-hander Will Varmet, who took over on the mound for Luis Gutierrez, who went an inning and two-thirds. Here comes Varmet's pitch, and that's swung on and missed. Count at 0-2 to Brad Cumbis. So Will Varmet on the mound, 21 years old, 6'2", 195 pounds. Here's the 0-2 to Cumbis, and that's swung on and missed, and he's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Varmet, first out of the inning. And here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1. William Thomas Varmet, born in Huntsville, Alabama, went to Wallace State Community College in Alabama this year between for Lake Elsinore, a 4-4 record, a 6.39 ERA. This is his 27th game on the mound. He's made 2 starts. 2 holds and 1 save in 43 2/3 innings. As the pitch to Hinchman is a called strike, and the count at 1-1. So Jason Hinchman takes on the right-hander Varmet. As he'll come set, here comes the pitch, and that is high. Two balls and a strike. Varmet signed as a free agent on July 20th, 2023 by the Padres. As the pitch to Hinchman is swung on and missed, counted two balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 8-0 here in the bottom of the third. Action down in that Fresno pen. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Varmet has struck out three straight batters. That fastball at 95. And that's the second out of the inning. So here comes Darius Perry now, 1-for-1. An RBI single and a run, and with those two outs, Perry started all the fun. It went single, 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 home run, single, home run. After that, Perry single with two outs. So really, Darius Perry started the big rally. As that goes outside, count at 1-0. As he takes on Will Varmet. 81 miles per hour there on that breaking ball. Varmet comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike, count at one ball and one strike. You're in the bottom of the third inning. As Ismael Luciano down in the pen for the Grizzlies. He was added to the roster today. As Perry calls time, one ball and one strike. Will Varmet looking to have a quick 1-2-3. As here comes the 1-1. That swung on and missed. Count at 1-2 as Perry almost lost his helmet on that high cheese. So now Perry with two strikes looks to battle. A single back to the second inning as he swings and misses, and that will end the inning. Varmet strikes out the side. He has struck out all four batters so far as we head to the top of the fourth. 8-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 8-0, the Grizzlies lead the Storm as Ismael Luciano will take over on the bump for Brian Mena as the first pitch is outside to Leodalis de Vries. And what a debut for Brian Mena. Three perfect innings and four strikeouts. As now to another man making his Grizzlies debut is Luciano as a count 2-0 to de Vries, who struck out looking his first time. Luciano will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. That is high. Three balls and no strikes. Luciano 6 feet, 170 pounds, 21 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Here's a 3-0. That is low, ball four, and a four-pitch walk as Luciano loses to Vries. And the first base runner tonight for the Storm. As here comes DH Rosman Verdugo, who's 0-for-1. So Luciano takes over for Mena, wears number 29 on the back of his jersey. First game with Fresno for Luciano. As you said, just 21 years old. Here comes the pitch. That is going to get away from Perry. Up to second goes DeVries. He's still not gone to second base. Now he touches the bag as there's a wild pitch from Luciano. So runner at second now. As here comes a mound visit with Darius Perry. Le Pervon's apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervon's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 to Verdugo. That's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 8-0, Brian Mena looked very good. Now to Luciano, who is a great fastball as well. Luciano might make a start at one point for Fresno, but will be used majority out of the bullpen. As here comes the pitch to Verdugo, high, 3 balls and no strikes. As Luciano has not been able to find the strike zone so far. Luciano signed as an international free agent on August 3rd, 2019. Made 13 appearances, 3 starts with the ACL Rockies before his promotion. Here's a 3-0. That's a called strike, count at 3-1. He went 6-3 with a 6 ERA, 51 innings, 53 strikeouts. And he made 2 starts with the ACL Rockies where he went 5 scoreless innings on June 4th and July 2nd. Here's a 3-1 from Luciano. That's a high fly ball out to left field. Cumbis coming in. He's tracking it, and he will make the catch. That ball is high in the sky, and Cumbis makes the play. So first out for Luciano as it brings up Ethan Long with 1 out and a runner at second. Ethan Long 0-for-1 with a strikeout as Luciano going to try to work a couple more innings. Brian Mena, who only worked 3 innings in his debut, was not expected to go more than 5 tonight as he went 3 perfect. Couldn't have asked for anything better from the righty. As here comes the pitch from Luciano. That's outside, count of 1-0. Ismael Luciano, Ismael Luciano. One of 3 transactions today for Fresno. Now at a full 30-man roster that they have not had for the majority of this season. Here's the pitch inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Couple other transactions as well. A couple guys that were traded from the Rockies at the trade deadline being assigned to their spots, which included one of the pitchers traded in with the Brewers, assigned to Double-A Hartford. As here comes the 2-0 from Luciano, and another high pop-up, skied out to shallow center field. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the second baseman, Tucker, making the catch for the second out. And here comes Jacob Campbell, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. But another sad moment, though, as the Grizzlies, former Grizzlies left-hander Braden Carmichael, was released by High A Spokane. Carmichael was promoted earlier in the season and made a couple appearances with the Indians, but unfortunately could not find traction with Spokane, and the former Oklahoma Sooner now will try to figure out his next steps, and we wish Braden and his family the best of luck, as that's a called strike count at 0-1. Good pitch from Luciano, 95 on that fastball. Mena 20, Luciano 21. Here's your future, Colorado Rockies fans. Here comes the 0-1 from Luciano. And a good breaking ball called strike two. Oh, good dandy of a pitch on the inside part of the plate. 80 miles per hour, 25-51 on the spin rate. Great horizontal break as well from Luciano as he looks to strike out Campbell. Runner at second with two outs. Here's the pitch from Luciano. And Luciano, a ground or line drive, and it's caught at third by Wimmer, and that will end the inning. Well, leadoff walk does no damage. Fresno still leads 8-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Lake Elsinore Storm 8-0 here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. As Vermette back on the mound, as the first pitch is low to Tevin Tucker, who's 1-for-1. A single and scored a run back in that 8-run second inning. As here comes the pitch, that is outside. The count at 2-0 to Tevin Tucker. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty Vermette, and that is a foul tip. Count at 2-0. Vermette so far has allowed a home run, Andy Perez, and 4 strikeouts. So one hit, one run, it's earned, as one of those 2 runs allowed went to starter Luis Gutierrez. Here's the pitch to Tucker inside, 3-0. As Fresno leads 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies looking to add some more runs, though. This game is far from over, as that is inside and a little high, and Tucker draws a walk. First walk issued by Lake Elsinore. As here comes the center fielder in Caleb Hobson. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As there is a call strike to Hobson, the count at 0-1. Hobson 1-for-2, a 2-RBI single back in that 8-run second inning. As the runner at first is Tucker, he has a good lead over there. Here comes the 0-1 to Hobson from Vermette, and it's inside, count at 1-1. You can check out Express Furniture Rental at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As the pitch to Hobson is a called strike, count at 1-2. So again, we thank Express Furniture Rental here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 8-0 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, swung on and missed. Vermette has his fifth strikeout. That is the first out of the inning, and here comes Nolan Jones. Jones 1-for-2, a two-run homer back in that eight-run second inning. As Jones looks to connect on one again, that ball was out to one of the foul poles out in right center field, or light poles, as here comes the pitch. And it is inside, count at 1-0 to Nolan Jones. Jones, despite being a very good surprise rookie for the Rockies, they knew exactly what they were doing when dealing for the very, very good lefty batter. As here comes the 1-0. Vermette, the pitch, and it is a called strike, count at 1-1. But Jones, really known for his defense last year, was named an NL Player of the Week, also was an NL Rookie of the Month for September in 2023, but was one of the top prospects in the Guardian system, as there's a check on Tucker. He's back safely. And for Nolan Jones, when he was in the Guardian system, worked through very well after being selected by the Guardians out of high school. Count of one ball and one strike. The pitch is a called strike, and Tucker heading to second, and he is out. Good tag applied by the shortstop in DeVries, and it's going to be a caught stealing. It's going to go 2-6 for the second out. So now no one on for Jones as a count at one ball and two strikes. As Tucker, a little bit surprised by the call from the base umpire Pedro Torres. As the pitch to Jones on its way, and that's called strike three, and that will end the inning. Vermette's look good so far, just a walk among all of the outs over the past two innings. We head to the fifth, 8-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today.
Top of the fifth inning, 8-0 the Grizzlies lead the Storm here at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. As the first pitch is a little bit low from Ismael Luciano against the center fielder and Braden Carpathios. As here comes the 1-0, Luciano will wind and deal. And that is low, two balls and no strikes to Carpathios, who popped up his first time at the plate. Luciano has not been able to find the strike zone as often as he would like. 16 pitches, or now 17 pitches, only six strikes for Luciano. Here is the 2-0 offering outside, three balls and no strikes. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, Chuck Chansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect of June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As the 3-0 is outside, ball four, another leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Luciano, as here comes left fielder Ryan Wilson. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As there's a swing and a miss, the count at 0-1. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 now to Wilson from Luciano, and a chopper to third. It will go foul, counting no balls and two strikes as the Grizzlies and the Storm 8-0 Fresno, but both teams have only combined for one left on base. The Grizzlies, that 8-run second inning, the last hit they had was a home run from Perez. As here comes the 0-2 from Luciano, and that's in the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher in Perry, and up to second goes Carpathios. Should be a wild pitch, count of one ball and two strikes. As there is a wild pitch for Luciano, just 21 years old, Luciano making his Grizzlies debut after Brian Manigo's three perfect innings. As here comes the 1-2 offering from Luciano. And that is called strike three. Good breaking ball in the inside portion. And a great job by Perry making sure that ball is called. And that is his first strikeout in a Fresno uni. As here comes B.Y. Choi, the second baseman. Fifth strikeout for Fresno staff tonight. Now Choi, who's 0-1, runner at second with one out. As Luciano picks up his first strikeout. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's low. One ball and no strikes. Luciano's second inning of relief. Luciano pitched down with the ACL Rockies before his promotion, the season ending last week. As that is low, and the count at two balls and no strikes, but faces a very good Storm team who won five in a row. They're tied for first in the California League South Division in the second half, but they won the first half, so they're already in the postseason. As here comes the 2-0 to Luciano, and it is a called strike to B.Y. Choi, counted two balls and a strike. The Storm 50-44 overall. This is a Storm team that won the California League Championship right here at Chuck Chancy Park in 2022. As that is just outside, count of three balls and a strike. So there's a little bit of disdain from some of the Grizzlies coaching staff members and a couple fans that remember those moments. As the Storm celebrated, it was a tough moment for Grizzlies fans as the Fresno squad looking for a championship. As that pitch is high, another walk for Luciano. Third walk for the righty. As here comes Jose Sanabria, runners at first and second with one out. But that was back in the championship series in 2022. The Storm affiliated with the San Diego Padres and have been since 2001. Prior to that, had ties to the California Angels. And of course, they've gone through a couple name and location changes. Here comes the pitch from the righty Luciano and time called. And they're going to say a pitch clock violation in the count of 1-0 to Luciano. Luciano trying to work through a tough outing so far. 28 pitches, only 10 strikes. A righty getting loose down in that bullpen for the Storm. As here comes the pitch. That's a line drive and into right field, a base hit. They should score one as the Storm are on the board. Rounding second and heading to third is Choi. And into second with an RBI double is Sanabria. It's now 8-1. So Carpathios scores. That ball went over first baseman Jason Hinchman's outstretched glove. So now second and third. First hit allowed by Fresno tonight. And it scores a run. As now second and third with one out for Caden Hollow, who's 0 for 1. 11th double for Sanabria. And it's now 8-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. As Luciano only his 11th strike, but a first hit allowed by Fresno tonight. Here comes the pitch. That is inside. Count at 1-0. Caden Hollow, the catcher for Lake Elsinore, after a trade, J.D. Gonzalez, the former Storm catcher, was dealt in a deal. As here comes the 1-0. Here's the pitch. That's a fly ball lifted out of play. Count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Luciano looking in. Second and third with one out. Here comes the pitch from Luciano. And it is just outside. Counted two balls and a strike. No action down in that Fresno bullpen as Luciano's going to get some work tonight. Going to try to get out of this little jam. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Luciano. And it's a ground ball to second. It will score a run. Tucker up with it on a first for the out. Both runners advance now 8-2. As Hollow grounds out for the second time. 4-3, but an RBI. Second out of the inning as Troy comes in to score. Sanabria up to third. And here's Leodalis de Vries, 0-1, a walk and a strikeout. So runner at third with two outs. Now the second run allowed by Luciano. Both earned. As Fresno looking to just limit the damage as they still lead 8-2. Here's the pitch from the righty. And it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1 against DeVries. Leodalis DeVries. He is listed at 6'2", 183 pounds. It's counted no balls in one strike. One of the top prospects in the Padres system. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball low, 1-1. And he was pretty much untouchable at the trade deadline, according to the Padres. He will stay in the system. Born in 2006. He is 17. Will be 18 years old this year. As here's a fly ball to center field. Hit well. And Hobson going back. He's at the track. And he will leap. And did he make the play? No! It goes off the wall. And DeVries is running for a while. He will head in a third. And it is a triple for Leodalis DeVries. Hobson did the best he could. He couldn't time his jump perfectly. It's an RBI triple, and it's now 8-3. Sanabria comes in to score. Second hit and third run allowed for Luciano. So now 8-3 here in the fifth. And still two outs for Rosemond Verdugo, who's 0-2. As now Austin Becker down in the pen for the Grizzlies. And here comes the pitch from the righty Luciano. It's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Good breaking ball to get ahead of Verdugo. So DeVries' second triple of the year. It was a ball to center, and Felix Tena ended up picking it up as that ball went inside. Counted one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike. Runner at third here with two outs. Luciano has allowed three runs so far as he's trying to get through his second inning. Here's the pitch. And that is low. Two balls and a strike. He has fallen behind again. Luciano, an inning and two-thirds. Two hits, three runs, all earned. Three walks, 1K. Luciano just up from the ACL, getting some work in. Here comes the 2-1 of Verdugo, and it's inside. Did it go around? He did not. 3-1. Luciano, five innings back on July 15th at the ACL Padres, as he takes on another Padres affiliate tonight. 6 feet, 170 pounds for Luciano. Here's the 3-1 to Verdugo. And it is outside, but a called strike. Count at 3-2. Great job from Perry to be able to frame that pitch on the outside. And the count full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Luciano, a career 5.44 ERA coming into 2024. 86 innings, 86 hits, 86 strikeouts before this season. As here comes the 3-2. Luciano winds and deals. That's high. Ball four. And that's a walk. That's his fourth walk already. So now first and third here with two outs for Ethan Long. Long is 0 for 2. And here comes manager Steve Solis. He's seen enough as he will go to the bullpen. And here comes Austin Becker. We'll take a brief pause with a bullpen arm coming in. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
We're still in the top of the fifth inning. 8-3 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore as Austin Becker takes over for Ismael Luciano. As here comes the pitch from Becker. It's outside. Count at 1-0. Runners at first and third with two outs. Already three runs across for the Storm as the Grizzlies lead 8-3. Becker takes over Luciano, whose line is not done yet as he is in line for those two runners. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball to right field. That ball will head foul. That's a count now. 1-1. Ethan Long, who's 0-2, taking on Austin Becker. Becker is 6'5", 215 pounds, a 24-year-old from Ohio. 16th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Texas Tech. Becker with the fresh cut as he checks on the runner and Verdugo back safely. Count remains at 1-1. Austin Becker, born September 2nd, 1999, so he'll still celebrate a birthday this year. Missed some time, though, after an Achilles injury in the offseason. Here's the pitch from the righty, and that's in the dirt. Good stop from Perry. The count at 2-2. Austin Becker making his fifth appearance this year. No record, a 4.50 ERA. Becker, one hold as well. 4 innings, 5 strikeouts for the righty in his second year with the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike, and the count at 2-2. Luciano had some trouble with his control, 4 walks in his debut, but only 3 runs allowed for Luciano, kept the damage at a minimum. And Becker would love to get out of this frame without any more damage as the Grizzlies scored 8 runs in that second inning. Becker looks in. He will come set around the belt. And here comes the 2-2 offering from the righty. As that's in the dirt, and the count full, and up to second goes Verdugo. Should be a stolen base for Verdugo. As the count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Second and third now. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at second and third now. As here comes the pitch, and a line drive in a left field, a base hit. That will score one. Cumbis up throwing as the wheels will just stop right there. It's going to be an RBI single for Ethan Long, and the Storm have batted around here in the fifth inning. So an RBI single, Verdugo to third. DeVries scores after he had the RBI triple, and here comes Jacob Campbell, who's 0 for 2. Third hit, fourth run of the inning, as Luciano will allow the run. So now Campbell with runners at first and third with 2 outs, and Darius Perry coming out to give some signs as the Grizzlies trying to stop this bleeding. 8-4 now as the Storm are back in this game. Here comes the pitch from Becker. That's a called strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball at 94 from Austin Becker. Austin Becker last year pitched in some key moments for the Grizzlies, but his best outing of the season was the last game of the 2023 year. As here's a fly ball out to shallow right field. Who's it going to be? Tucker, the second baseman, makes the play. Man, he's good. And that will end the inning. But 4 runs score for the Storm. It's now 8-4 Grizzlies. We have the bottom of the fifth. Grizzlies looking for some more runs right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of 2 certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-4 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore as the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer is fouled off from right-hander Luis German as he will now come in for Will Varmette, who worked 2 1/3 innings. Varmette, 1 hit, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 6 Ks. As German's next pitch is inside. Count at 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer, who's 1 for 2. A single and a run scored. Will Varmette, that only hit he allowed was that home run Andy Perez. It was a 2-run shot But one of those runs was Wimmer, who went to Luis Gutierrez's line, as that's a called strike. Now 2-2. As the Grizzlies lead 8-4, the Lake Elsinore Storm, 4 runs on just 3 hits, all in that fifth inning. They left 2 runners on as well. As the pitch to Wimmer is called strike 3, and he's down on strikes. Frazzo continues to strike out from this bullpen. That's now 8 strikeouts, 7 by relievers of the Storm. And here comes Andy Perez. Perez 2-for-2, a home run, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored as he takes on the right-hander in German. As here comes the pitch to Perez. It's outside, count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies, Austin Becker taking over for Luciano, got out of the frame. Luciano's final line, 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 4 walks, 1K. In his Grizzlies debut. As here comes the 1-0 to Perez, and he flies one to shallow. Actually, that's in foul territory, and the third baseman in Sanabria is there. That is the second out. As here comes right fielder Felix Tena. Tena 1-for-2, a single and a run score. That was back in that 8-run second inning. Almost every batter that inning scored a run for the Grizzlies, who brought 11 batters to the plate. As Felix Tena trying to get on base. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball. Count and no balls and a strike here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As that is swung on and missed, count at 0-2. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. As that is fouled off by Tena, count remains at 0-2. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As the Grizzlies lead 8-4, 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth, 0-2 to Tena. As the right-hander Luis German looks for a quick frame. And the pitch, and Tena takes it in the dirt, count of 1-2. Glad you could join us for the series opener between the Storm and the Grizzlies. Fresno will be home for the majority of August and the remainder of September as well. So lots of chances to watch your Grizzlies this season. As a count of 1-2 inside, did it hit Tena? Yes, it did. And now the catcher in Hollow arguing as Tena will head down to first base. It's a 2-out hit by pitch. That is the first hit by pitch tonight for the Grizzlies. And here comes Brad Cumbis. Cumbis 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly. That was in the second inning. His 13th RBI of the year. But this 6-game series, and Fresno will be back on the road before a 2-week homestand, which includes matchups against the Modesto Nuts and Stockton Ports. Runner at first now with 2 outs as Cumbis ready to go. And he will line one down the left field line, a base hit. That one gets in the Storm bullpen. As Tena, he will head to third. He will stop there. And it's a double for Brad Cumbis here with 2 outs. First pitch swinging as Tena had some trouble rounding second. He gets into third base. So now 2 runners in scoring position for Jason Hinchman. First hit for Fresno since that second inning, 9th overall. And now Hinchman, who's 0-for-2. And the Grizzlies looking to add some key insurance runs as they lead by 4 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. German on the mound. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And Hinchman takes a pitch low. 1-0 and 0 strikes. Germán wears number 33 on the back of his gray jersey. 6'2", 160 pounds. He's from the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2022. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Jason Hinchman looking to extend his hit streak, which is at six games. It's tied for his longest hit streak this season. Hinchman, 6-for-22 in that stretch. As here comes the 2-0 to Hinchman. And he takes a pitch low. Three balls and no strikes. Darius Perry on deck. Bottom of the fifth inning here on July 30th. Fresno looking for a big win and to end the five-game winning streak of the Lake Elsinore Storm. As there is a called strike, count at 3-1. You can see the good speed from the right-hander that reached 96 miles per hour. It was actually 97. But Germán and a lot of these Padres relievers can reach almost triple digits. Here's a 3-1. That is outside, ball four, and Hinchman draws a two-out walk to load the bases for Darius Perry. Second walk for the Storm tonight. And now Darius Perry, 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run. And the crowd here at Chukchansey Park getting into it as Perry looking to drive in some runs. As we said, lots of opportunities to watch your Grizzlies this season and this week. Friday night fireworks presented by California Armenian Home on August 2nd, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. And then on Saturday, August 3rd at 6.50 p.m., back to school night. I know you don't want to go back to school, so come out to the ballpark. We'll make it worth it because we have a special guest appearance by Thomas Nicholas, who has roles in Rookie of the Year and American Pie. So come on down to the ballpark and enjoy some baseball before you have to hit the books. As here comes the pitch to Perry. And that's a ground ball and a great diving play from Sanabria. The throw to first in time. And that will end the inning. That was almost a big single to break it open. Instead, we head to the sixth. 8-4 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member.
Top of the sixth inning here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 8-4 Grizzlies lead the Storm. As the first pitch is a called strike from Austin Becker, the third pitcher for Fresno. What a start for Brian Mena. Three perfect innings, four Ks. As the right-hander Becker comes set. Here comes the 0-1 offering. It's low. One ball, one strike. This is to Braden Carpathios, who's 0-for-1, a walk and a run. Then Ismael Luciano, an inning and two-thirds, four runs allowed. But Mena set the tone. As here comes the 1-1. That is fouled off. Count at 1-2. Mena in his debut for the Grizzlies. Great outing. As a count of 1-2. Braden Carpathios, second year with the Storm, as Becker looks in. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. And a fly ball lifted out to left center field. Hobson racing back, still going back. Just shy of the warning track will make the play. And that's the first out of the inning. As here comes left fielder Ryan Wilson, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts looking. The Grizzlies dropped 4 out of 6 in Lake Elsinore between the team's first 6 games. And Ryan Wilson had a couple big hits in that series for the Storm. Austin Becker joined the Grizzlies at that time as he was recovering from an Achilles injury. As that's outside, count of 1-0. Austin Becker helping out this bullpen as he looks to eat up a couple innings after only 3 innings from Mena. Mena was scheduled not to go many innings in his first outing. As that ball is low, 2 balls and no strikes. Austin Becker, good fastball. That can range up in the mid-90s. As here comes the 2-0 offering. And that swung on and missed. Good pitch past the bat of Wilson. And the count at 2-1. 8-4 Fresno here in the top of the 6th inning. As we said, lots of opportunities to watch your Grizzlies this week and for the rest of the year. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As the 2-1's outside, 3 balls and a strike. Fresno will have 2 more road trips taking on the Quakes and then up the road or down the road to Visalia. They will also have 3 more home series against California League North Division foes. As that pitch misses outside. And that is a 1-out walk from Austin Becker. 5th walk tonight for Fresno as here comes second baseman B.Y. Choi. Choi 0-for-1, a walk and a run scored back in that 4-run 5th inning for the Storm. Austin Becker on the bump. Austin Becker, as we've said, making just his 5th appearance out of the bullpen. The team 1-3 when he pitches. As here's a swing and a miss in the count at 0-1 to Choi. Becker last pitched on July 23rd, so almost a week ago against Stockton, or a third of an inning. 1 hit, no runs, and 1K for the righty. Is a check on the runner. Good pick by Hinchman over at first. Count remains at 0-balls and a strike. As Austin Becker trying to keep the runner and Wilson close at first base. 0-balls, 1-strike. Austin Becker ready to go multiple innings as here comes the 0-1 offering. There goes the runner. The pitch is low. The throw from Perry is good. The tag, and it's not in time. Wilson slides in safely. 2nd stolen base for the Storm. As a count now, 1-ball, 1-strike to B.Y. Choi. The Grizzlies did not see Choi the first time these two teams matched up. But this Grizzlies bullpen, it's been a very tough month of July. A 2-5 record, a 6.19 ERA. As here's the pitch from Becker and a ground ball into the second baseman. Tucker's glove, off balance throw in time. Nice play by Tucker, who is ranging towards that right field line and makes a great throw over. Now Wilson goes to third, but that's the 2nd out of the inning. 2nd time that B.Y. Choi is grounded out to his defensive partner on the other side. As here comes Jose Sanabria, 1-for-2, an RBI double, and a run scored. So now 2 outs, runner at third, as Becker looking for a big 0 here in the 6th inning. As the Grizzlies lead 8-4. Becker comes set. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball from Austin Becker. Becker's RPMs around the 2400 mark on that fastball. Great horizontal and vertical break as here comes the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. 95. Great cheese up in the zone. And it's 0-2. Austin Becker, that fastball is tough to pick up. Had a chance to talk with his parents down in Lake Elsinore. His dad, a former professional baseball player, so you can tell where Becker gets his love for the game. As here comes the 0-2, and that's fouled off. Another great pitch from Becker, 95, spin rate around 2,500. But his dad was watching this Grizzlies team try to play right before that All-Star break, where everyone was a little bit tired, but this Grizzlies team trying to find that extra surge down the stretch. As Becker, good breaking ball down the zone, and it's stopped by Perry. Count at 1-2. So Austin Becker, as we said, from Ohio, went to Texas Tech, started his college career at Vanderbilt. His dad, Kevin, played for the Red Sox and the Reds for a few years. As here is a base hit to right field, it's now 8-5. Sanabria 2-for-3 with 2 RBI now. And another big rip for him as Ryan Wilson comes in a score. So that's the first hit of the inning and a run. Second hit allowed by Becker. Now 8-5 as here comes Caden Hall, who's 0-for-2 with an RBI. Runner at first with 2 outs. Austin Becker, as we said, pitched last year as well for the Grizzlies. Last year made 25 appearances, 2 saves, a 2-4 record. As there goes the runner, the throw from Perry's perfect. The tag is late, though. And that is going to be another stolen base. So Sanabria steals the base. Runner at second with 2 outs. And for Caden Hollow, another opportunity to score a run as there's more action down in that Fresno pen. Another right-hander getting loose. And it's going to be Jake Madden. Here comes the 0-1 offering, and swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Hollow could not catch up to that breaking ball that was put on the outside part of the plate. So no balls, 2 strikes. Top of the 6th inning, 8-5. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. The Storm has scored 5 unanswered runs so far. Only 4 hits, though. Here comes the 0-2. Outside, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies have allowed 4 hits, but have 5 walks. The Storm have been patient. As Austin Becker, long inning, almost up to 30 pitches now. Here's the offering to Hollow, and it is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. And Becker is out of the inning with only 1 run allowed. Grizzlies only lead by 3. We have the bottom of the 6 right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 8-5 Grizzlies lead the Storm as Tevin Tucker will lead things off. Tucker 1-for-1, a single and a walk, a run scored back in that 8-run second. As the first pitch is a called strike from right-hander Luis German, G-E-R-M-A-N, took over for Will Varmet. Both teams have used two relievers. As here comes the 0-1 outside, one ball and one strike. German is 22 years old, 6'2", 160 pounds. The right-hander making his 23rd appearance out of the bullpen, a 1-2 record, 6.33 ERA, three holds and one save. Here comes the pitch and a fly ball foul. As a count to Tevin Tucker, runs to one ball and two strikes. The Grizzlies looking for some big insurance runs. The Storm team not letting up just yet as they've been able to pour in five runs over the past two frames. One ball, two strikes as German comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch to Tevin Tucker. And Tucker ground ball, high chopper to third. It goes foul. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Grizzlies third base coach and bench coach Cesar Galvez watching as the third baseman Sanabria arranging after it. Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis awaiting for Tucker's arrival as the count at one ball, two strikes. German comes set, and here comes the pitch to Tucker once again. And it is called strike three. Tucker did not go after it. And that is a strikeout. That's the second punch out for German, first out of the inning. That's now nine strikeouts for Fresno hitting tonight. And here comes Caleb Hobson. Hobson 1-for-3, a two RBI single and a run in that second inning. That was to left field with two outs, scoring Perry and Tucker. Caleb Hobson in that leadoff spot once again for Fresno. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike. Count it 0-1. The Grizzlies affiliate, the Colorado Rockies, they are tied at 7 in the 7th with the Angels after an Ezekiel Tovar home run to left center field. As that swung on and missed, count it 0-2. Good breaking ball from German. That was 87 miles per hour down and in. So the Grizzlies in a fight, and so are the Rockies. Rockies making two trades at the trade deadline as time called by Hobson. Trading two relievers in Mears and Beeks to the Brewers and the Pirates. Getting a couple young arms as a count at no balls and two strikes to Hobson. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's a fly ball to right field. Ranging backs the right fielder in Campbell, and he's there. And now there's two outs as Hobson is now 1-for-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here comes Nolan Jones. Jones 1-for-3, a two-run homer back in that second inning. As Jones looking for his second hit of the game. Nolan Jones against the right-hander in German. German has allowed one hit, one walk, and one hit by pitch. As here comes the right-hander's first offering. There's action in both bullpens. Jones ready to go. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off, count at 0-1. Nolan Jones, he was drafted out of high school by the Cleveland Guardians in 2016. And then was traded in 2022 to the Rockies organization. Had a 6.36 average in 19 games during a senior campaign at Holy Ghost Prep in Pennsylvania. Here comes the 0-1 to Jones. And that is outside. One ball and one strike. Just the second Major League rehabber to grace Chuck Chancey Park this season. Airmon Marquez, the first. But Jones expected to play more than just tonight. As here comes the 1-1 offering, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Jones did not like that pitch on the inside part of the plate as he shows a little bit of a head tilt towards the home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves. Pedro Torres on the bases. First time we've seen this crew. Yes, here comes the 1-2 offering to Jones. It's high, two balls and two strikes. Germán elevating that pitch at 100 miles per hour. It's crazy to think how many of these Storm relievers can reach triple digits. As here comes the 2-2, the pitch, and it's low, three balls and two strikes. Great job from Jones taking that pitch that bounced. That was 93 from Germán. At least he was able to recalibrate the TrackMan after that pitch. Three balls, two strikes to Nolan Jones. He comes set. Here comes the payoff pitch to the Rockies rehabber. And a fly ball foul. Ooh, that just sounds so nice off the bat. 99. Three balls, two strikes once again. As Jones and the Grizzlies lead 8-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tuesday night baseball. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. And Jones, fly ball foul down the left field line towards the Fresno Social. And we'll do it again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. And for Germán, looking to put away the rehabber. Jones looking to get back to the big league club after his second little injury this season. As here comes another 3-2. And a chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. DeVries, the off-balance throw, gets him. And that will end the inning. Nice play from the 17-year-old DeVries as we head to the 7th. 8-5 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do. Because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer?
Top of the seventh inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 8-5, the Grizzlies lead the Storm as Leo Dallas DeVries will face Jake Madden out of the Fresno pen. Austin Becker's night is done. 1 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk and 1K. And now to Jake Madden, as the first pitch is a ground ball, softly hits a second. Tucker gobbles it up on a first in time, and DeVries is retired. He's now 1-for-3 with that RBI triple back in the fifth. Here comes Roseman Verdugo, and for Jake Madden, this time of the year has to feel a little eerie to him. 1 year ago, Jake Madden was dealt to the Rockies from the Angels, and he was actually scheduled to face Fresno the day he was traded. A 1-0 record, a 3.22 ERA for Madden as he winds and deals. That's low. 1 ball and no strikes to Roseman Verdugo. 0-for-2, a walk and a stolen base. So for Madden, he actually is one of the few players on this team that has the perspective of being a part of a prospect trade. As here comes the 1-0. That is a ground ball to short. Perez eats it up over to first in time. It goes 6-3 for the second out. And here comes Ethan Long. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Long had double-digit RBIs last time these two teams met up in Lake Elsinore. As here comes the 1-0 from Madden, and it's fouled off. Count at 1-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies looking for a big win to open up this six-game set. Stay tuned for the post-game show as well, as the Grizzlies and Storm will continue tomorrow night. Great pitching matchup scheduled, as that's a foul ball. The count of one ball and one strike here in the top of the seventh. 8-5 Fresno here on July 30th. Two outs here in the seventh inning. But back to Jake Madden. He was a part of the deal that sent him and Mason Albright to the Rockies. C.J. Krohn was a part of that trade, and Randall Grichuk as well. Let's count at 1-2. Madden comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's a ground ball to second. Tucker's been busy tonight. The throw to first in time, and how about Jake Madden? A 1-2-3 seventh. Let's head to the stretch. Grizzlies up by 3. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in Fresno, California, Chuck Chansey Park. We're in downtown Fresno as the Grizzlies lead the Lake Elsinore Storm 8-5 as the first pitch is outside to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 1-for-3, a single and a run scored as he takes on the right-hander and Miguel Valdez. As the pitch is a ground ball down the third baseline, and it's fair, and Wimmer looking for extra bases. He will coast in a second with a leadoff double. That ball just fair down the left field line, and Wimmer has a two-hit game. Fresno now up to 10 hits tonight as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. He's 2-for-3 with a two-run homer, a single, and two runs. As the Grizzlies lead 8-5, and Andy Perez, with that multi-hit game, by the way, is his 16th in his past 26 games. He's now looking for a three-hit night and another chance for an RBI. Here's the pitch to Perez from Valdez, and it's a ground ball, softly hit to first. Wimmer will head to third as it's going to go three unassisted. So one out runner at third now for Félix Tena, who's reached base twice. A single hit by pitch and a run. One out runner at third. Bottom of the seventh inning. 8-5 Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Miguel Valdez takes over for Luis German. Two innings, one hit. No runs, one walk, one hit by pitch in two Ks. And now to Valdez. It was one of the transactions today for the Storm, as there is a called strike as the infield for Lake Elsinore is in. Valdez is 20 years old, 6 feet, 170 pounds. And both he and Tena from the same city in the Dominican Republic. Palenque, as the pitch is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. They're both 20 years old. And Valdez, he is now in Lake Elsinore. As we said, from the Dominican Republic. That's a count at 0-2. Here's the pitch to Tena from Valdez. And Tena ground ball in the left field, a base hit. Tena wins the battle. An RBI single, it's 9-5. Great piece of hitting for Félix Tena. He's reached base three times. An RBI single to left. And Braylon Wimmer comes in a score. Even with the infield back, that would have scored a run. Fresno's second hit of the inning and a run. And here comes Brad Cumbis. Cumbis is 1-for-2, an RBI sacrifice fly and a double, as he would love to add another run for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch from the righty. There goes the runner, Tena, fouled off, count at 0-1. Tonight's attendance, 2,669, 2,669 for Tuesday night baseball. Miguel Valdez on the bump, taking on Brad Cumbis. Here's the 0-1, the runner at first. And Cumbis, swing and a miss, count at 0-2. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Cumbis swung through it at 94 miles per hour. Runner at first with one out. Brad Cumbis, a double in his last at-bat. Fresno looking for a big win. San Jose leads Rancho Cucamonga. As here comes the pitch to Cumbis. And that is a foul ball. San Jose actually just beat Rancho Cucamonga 3-2, so the Grizzlies need a win tonight. Dylan Carmouche, five innings, a two-run ball, the bullpen, four scoreless. As the save goes to Junior Flores. Vicelli beating Stockton 7-2, but the top of the ninth inning, the ports, bases loaded, and no outs. And the 66ers, with a bunch of transactions today, beating Modesto 7-4. As that swung on and missed, the throw to second is not in time, and Tena steals the base. So runner in scoring position as Tena got under the tag, but Cumbis is out on strikes. First strikeout, second out of the inning for Valdez. And here's Jason Hinchman, 0-2 with a walk, as Tena steals the base. Our score here, 9-5, as Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. Tena's seventh stolen base, by the way. So two outs now, and Hinchman looking to extend his hit streak right here. As Troy was trying to apply the tag there to Tena, who got underneath it. Here comes the pitch from the righty Valdez. And Hinchman, that one is fouled off, heads up over there, count at 0-1. That ball had a launch angle of 55 degrees. 70 miles per hour off the bat. No balls, one strike to Jason Hinchman. Runner at second, the pitch. And it's low, one ball and one strike. And Hinchman, great job keeping his bats and his hand back on that one. So one ball, one strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Grizzlies lead 9-5 now. Here comes the pitch, and that is high. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. As Fresno trying to add another run. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Three balls and a strike, and Hinchman once again trying to draw a walk. This Grizzlies team looking for some more runs. They're looking for double digits for the third time in their last four games. Three balls and a strike. And it is a ground ball in a right field, a base hit. Hinchman's on a seven game. Tanner Rowning. Here's the play at the plate. It's going to be bang, bang. And he is out on the throw. Oh, that was close. And Tanner can't believe it. As here comes both Galvez and Steve Solis to argue. Tanner looked like he had gotten in there. But that will end the inning. The Grizzlies lead 9-5. And Hinchman extends his hit streak. We head to the eighth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic at Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 9-5 the Grizzlies lead the Storm as Jacob Campbell takes on Jake Madden, who's back out for a second inning of work. Jake Madden, the right-hander, 6'6", 185 pounds. Here comes the first pitch to Campbell. And there's a ball outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the pitch is low, the count of two balls and no strikes. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Down at two balls and a strike is Jake Madden. Back from the injured list, looking to pick up a big out against one of the tough hitters in this lineup in Campbell. Campbell had a walk-off single against Fresno as the pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Count it 2-2. Perry could not squeeze a good pitch down the zone from Madden. Here in the top of the eighth inning, 9-5 Grizzlies. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show as Fresno trying to end that five-game winning streak for the Storm. The pitch, and it's a ground ball foul from Jake Madden. Madden from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, 22 years old. Born December 26th, a trade from the Angels last year, as we talked about in his last inning. Played all last year with Inland Empire, who's leading Modesto at John Thurman Field, 7-5. Inland Empire Modesto, tons of moves as here's a ground ball to short. Perez is up with it to throw to first in time. It goes 6-3 in Madden, four outs, and it goes 4-3, 6-3, 4-3, 6-3. As now it's Braden Carpathios 0-2, a walk and a run. But Modesto and the Seattle Mariners made a bunch of trades, and a lot of Modesto Nuts and former Modesto Nuts players were dealt, including right-hand pitcher Will Schomburg today and outfielder R.J. Schreck. They also lost a catcher in Jacob Sharp. Here's the pitch. That is a foul tip. Count it 0-1. So Modesto facing Inland Empire, as we said, made a bunch of moves, which included the first-round draft pick by the Angels, who will play tomorrow, it sounds like. Final score now as well as Visalia holds on to beat Stockton 7-3. So Visalia's five-game losing streak is over. Stockton falls after splitting the series with your Grizzlies. As that's outside, count at 1-1. San Jose beating Rancho Cucamonga 3-2. Our score here, 9-5. Jake Madden will come set. Here comes the pitch. And a broken bat. That sounded horrible. That did not sound right there. That was the weirdest sounding broken bat I have ever heard in my entire life. I counted 1-2. That sounded like an aluminum bat breaking. Didn't sound like a wood bat. That was funky as the broken bat goes towards Madden on the mound. That had tons of movement on it, that pitch as well. That was at 94. And Carpathios will have to go get some new lumber. I know that the Storm have a player named Hollow, but that sounded hollow in the bat right there. That's a count of 1-2. As Madden looks in, deep breath will come set. Here comes the 1-2 offering from Madden. Wines and deals. And it's high, 2-2. Jake Madden, the third reliever for Fresno, making his 16th appearance of the season. No holds, no saves. 22 1/3 innings. Here comes the 2-2. And a fly ball to left field. That ball's hit well. Kumbis going back. He's at the wall. And did he make the play? He could not. It goes off the wall, and it's going to be extra bases for Braden Carpathios. And it's a one-out double. That ball just kept carrying on Kumbis, who could not make the play. Just the fifth hit for Lake Elsinore. They have two doubles and a triple among their five hits. And now it's Ryan Wilson who's 0-2 with a walk, stolen base, and a run as there's action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. It is going to be left-hander Sam Weatherly, the Grizzlies closer. Fresno technically has a couple different closers, but left-hander Bryson Hammer pitching on Sunday, so Weatherly available today. Sam Weatherly leads the team with six saves. On the other side, you have the left-hander and Hammer, who has five. So runner at second now with one out for Ryan Wilson as the pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Jake Madden, very similar to a former Fresno Grizzly, and I think a lot of fans who watch Madden may recognize his name, right-hand pitcher Tim Lincecum. The big leg stretch, the extension. As here comes the pitch. That is low. 2-0. Madden using his 6'6 frame, though, to deliver the pitch. Madden is the 21st prospect in the Rocky system. Yes, here comes the 2-0 to Ryan Wilson, and a ground ball foul. And the count now at 2-0. So Weatherly down the pen. Fresno has used Mena, Luciano, Becker, Madden, as they're trying to hold off the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are being out-hit 12-5. But the Storm have made the most of their opportunities tonight, thanks to five walks by Fresno. As the pitch is in the dirt, 3-0. The Grizzlies tonight, 4-6 with runners in scoring position. The Storm, 4-12. RBIs from DeVries, Hollow, Long, and Sanabria has a pair. of RBI. Three balls and a strike as Madden comes set. Here's the pitch. And that is inside, ball four. Runners at first and second now with one out. Six walk for Fresno pitching. And now B.Y. Choi, 0 for 2, a walk and a run. You're in the top of the eighth, and here comes pitching coach Jerry Sullivan to talk to his right-hander, as Choi will now come to the plate. B.Y. Choi, Bong-Young Choi from Korea, in Seoul, Republic of Korea, drafted by the Padres in the 20th round in 2023, went to New Mexico Military for college in Roswell, New Mexico. Choi has spent time between the ACL Padres and Lake Elsinore. This is just his second game. Down with the ACL Padres, 55 games, batted 262. Four home runs, two triples, 12 doubles, 18 RBI, 35 walks, though, and 34 runs for the infielder. And Choi, an opportunity to get this game a little bit closer, but Madden, a ground ball, could get out of this inning. Madden has already four ground balls. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Good fastball there from Madden at 93. Crowd of 2,669 watching the Grizzlies lead the Storm. Here comes the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. 0-2. Good fastball from Madden. As Jake Madden trying to strike out Choi. A lot of lefties coming up for the Storm, which include Caden Hollow and Sanabria on deck, who has two hits leading the charge for the Storm tonight. Here comes the 0-2, and it is a fly ball to right field. It's going to be playable, though, for Tenna. Tenna battling the lights, makes the catch, and that's the second out. Tenna, just 20 years old, has had a little bit of trouble defensively this season. But he does a great job staying with that ball. As here comes third baseman Jose Sanabria, 2 for 3. A double, single, 2 RBI, stolen base, and a run. Sam Weatherly looks ready to go down in that pen. Let's see if they let Madden go one more batter. With the righty-righty matchup. Madden this year, his season high is 2 innings. Of course, was a starter last year with the Grizzlies and Inland Empire. As that's outside, count at 1-0, so he is used to length, but this year just 2 innings, and that was down in the ACL when he was coming back from injury. That was 2 weeks ago against the ACL White Sox. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and a called strike, count at 1-1. Top of the eighth inning, 9-5, Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. The Storm have been able to get on base a variety of ways. There's the 1-1, and it's a ground ball to short. Perez stays with it. The underhand toss to Tucker at second to end the inning. Great job from Perez and Tucker, and the Grizzlies are out of the frame. 9-5, we have the bottom of the eighth. Let's see if the Grizzlies can get to double-digit runs right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Grizzlies lead the Storm 9-5 here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Darius Perry, 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run, will stride to the plate as he takes on right-hander Miguel Valdez. 9-5 Grizzlies looking for some insurance runs as that's inside, count at 1-0. Sam Weatherly down the pen for Fresno, so looks like it'll be his ninth inning. It'll be Perry, Tucker, Hobson. As here comes the 1-0 offering. And it's a fly ball to left field. That ball is crushed. And there is your insurance run. A big fly for Darius Perry. That ball was absolutely hammered to left field. It's now 10-5. Darius Perry leaves the yard for the second time in the last week. And the Grizzlies lead by 5. Oh me, oh my, that ball was crushed from Perry. Exited the bat at 102. It went 370 feet. That power pod, power alley out there in left center. And a home run for Perry. As here comes Tevin Tucker now. So Darius Perry, his third homer of the season. And now Tucker looking to go yard. Swings and misses. Count at 0-1. Fresno's third home run of the game. Fourth hit allowed by Valdez. Second run. The Grizzlies now have hit double digits. They have 13 hits. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. One ball and one strike. Man, that ball was crushed from Perry. This Grizzlies offense all of a sudden have been able to find some big swings over the past couple of games. As here's a fly ball lifted to shallow right field. This is playable, now in foul territory. The first baseman in Long is there. And he puts it away. First out, and here comes Caleb Hobson. Hobson 1-for-4, 2 RBI single, and a run scored back in the second. As the Grizzlies lead 10-5 here in the ninth. Right-hander Miguel Valdez. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and Hobson takes a ball that bounces. Count at 1 ball and no strikes. Chancy Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that runs inside, 3 balls and no strikes to Caleb Hobson. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, again, we thank Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 3 balls, no strikes to Hobson as he will take a strike all the way. Count at 3-1. Hobson just walked out of the box waiting for that pitch to come, and he was not interested at all to swing. 3-1 now, and Hobson grounds it to third. Playable for Sanabria. Here's the throw in time for the second out. It goes 5-3, and now we will have a pinch hitter as it'll be Luis Mendez who will pinch hit for Nolan Jones. So Luis Mendez will come in for Nolan Jones. So his first MLB rehab appearance, he goes 1-for-4, the home run, a two-run shot. So now Luis Mendez to pinch hit with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Luis Mendez has had a great season, especially over the last month, batting .242. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Count at 1-0. Mendez, during the series against Stockton, had a big week. Coming in on a three-game hit streak, batting .500. The pitch, and he lines one to right field. That ball sounded good off the bat, and it's going to bounce, and it goes into over the wall. It's a ground rule double for Luis Mendez. Oh, man, that ball was crushed, too. You could hear the crack of the bat at 106 miles per hour. It's a four-game hit streak for Mendez. His third double in that stretch as well. And here comes Braylon Wimmer to the plate. And the Grizzlies, they are now up to 14 hits. As it's Braylon Wimmer who's 2-for-4, single double, and two runs scored. Mendez, man, that ball was hit hard. Now Braylon Wimmer, and he takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. I want to see what Wimmer can do right here. 10 home runs leads the team. Already a two-hit game. Had a double the last time he faced Valdez. And with the swings that the Grizzlies have taken here in the eighth inning, Wimmer could hit one out to that California sign in left field. The South Carolina product has tons of power. Here comes the 1-0, and it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. He wanted to go yard with that swing. As the Grizzlies looking to add on more runs here in this frame, up 10-5. Here comes the 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And it's a fly ball out to center, but playable. Still going back, though. Still going back. Reaching up and making the catch is Carpathios. That ball just kept carrying on him, but that will end the inning. Well, Darius Perry leaves the yard. It's 10-5 Grizzlies. We head to the ninth, three outs away from ending the Storm's winning streak.
Whoa, even parked. 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Storm 10-5 here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Sam Weatherly will grab the ninth inning as Jake Madden goes two scoreless frames, one hit and one walk. So now Weatherly will take on 9-1-2. Caden Hollow will lead things off. He's 0-for-3 with an RBI. as there is a called strike count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up as the Grizzlies lead 10-5 here in the ninth inning. Sam Weatherly, a 3-1 record, a 3.08 ERA. Leads the team with six saves, as that is low. One ball and one strike. Big thank you to all of our partners tonight here on July 30th. As here's a ground ball to second. Tucker, a very busy night, makes the play. It goes 4-3 for the out. Third time Hollow's grounded out, as here comes Leodalis De Vries. An RBI triple back in that fifth inning, where the Storm scored four of their five runs. As the Grizzlies looking for a big win, two outs to go. But again, a big thank you to all of our partners, including 99 Craft Pizza, for being tonight's press box food. As there is a ball outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Delicious pizza tonight here on July 30th. Big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast as well, as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Big thank you as well to Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. We have that clear bag policy in effect as well. Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominions. That's fouled off. Count at 1-2. We also have Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, and a big thank you as well to Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. As the Grizzlies two outs away from a monster win open up this series. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and down goes DeVries. He wanted to take a big cut at it, and he came up empty as Weatherly has his first strikeout, second out of the frame. And now it's Roseman Verdugo. 0-3, a walk and a stolen base as Weatherly looking for a clean frame. Weatherly is 6'4", 205 pounds, 25 years old from Ann Arbor, Michigan. As that is outside, one ball and no strikes. Verdugo was a part of that walk and stolen base in that fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. Fouled off. Count at one ball and one strike. Weatherly has been the veteran presence at this Grizzlies bullpen. Has really done a great job helping out the younger players. But Weatherly's stuff has played so well since his injury. Was a starter in the Rockies system before suffering an injury and missing about 2 years worth of play. I know that story is old, but it's great to watch a guy who has come back and has looked amazing like Sam Weatherly has. One ball, two strikes as the Grizzlies a strike away from winning this game. 10-5 Fresno here in the ninth inning. Sam Weatherly ready to go. He will wind and deal. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That will do it. Your Fresno Grizzlies, a big win open up this six-game series as they defeat the Storm 10-5. Fresno weathers three home runs, and they pour on 10 runs on 14 hits. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Phil Bonatti with Behind the Bench here to talk about something nobody wants to talk about, hair loss. Losing it can be a blow to your confidence, but guess what? There's hope, and it doesn't involve surgery. My friend Christina Sayre with Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno is one of two certified trichologists in the Valley. With years of experience and thousands of happy patients, you can be assured you're in safe hands with scheduling a free consultation with her at wellrootedhair.com or by calling 540-8891. Reclaim your confidence with help from Well-Rooted Hair and Scalp Clinic in Fresno.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Lake Elsinore Storm by a final score of 10-5. Your Grizzlies improved to 12-19 in the second half, 50-46 overall. They have reached that 50-win threshold. Lake Elsinore now at 18-13. They are 50-45. The Grizzlies, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. The Storm, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher is Austin Becker by scorer's decision at 1-0. The losing pitcher is left-hander Luis Gutierrez, now 1-2, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,669. 26-69. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays where the Grizzlies scored 8 runs in the second inning and never looked back. Fresno bringing 11 batters to the plate. They had 8 hits in the frame that started with a Brad Cumbis sacrifice fly, and then the Grizzlies with 2 outs found a way, an RBI single from Darius Perry, a 2-RBI single from Caleb Hobson, a 2-run homer from MLB rehabber Nolan Jones, and then Andy Perez, he added his 9th homer, a 2-run homer as well. The Storm, though, did not bow out just right then. They scored 4 runs in the 5th. They added another run in the 6th, making it 8-5. Jose Sanabria, he had a double, making it 8-1. Then Caden Hollow, a ground up, made it 8-2. Leodalis DeVries, an RBI triple, made it 8-3. And Ethan Long, an RBI single, 8-4. Sanabria added his second RBI on a single in the top of the sixth, made it 8-5. But Fresno found a way with two more big runs. Felix Tena, an RBI single in the bottom of the seventh with the infield in. And then Darius Perry, a solo shot, his third homer of the year, made it 10-5 Fresno. Three homers for the Grizzlies, who had 14 hits, 10 RBI, 10 runs, and only two walks. Multi-hit games for Braylon Wimmer, for Andy Perez, Felix Tena, and Darius Perry. Perry, two RBI and two runs, including that home run. Perez, two RBI and two runs, including that home run. Braylon Wimmer had two runs. Nolan Jones in his MLB rehab assignment, 1-for-4 with a two-run homer and a run. He did strike out once as well. Luis Mendez had a double. Brad Cumbis, a double as well. And Wimmer scored two runs thanks to a double for him. Every Fresno batter had at least one hit, including pinch hitter Luis Mendez. That's the second time the Grizzlies have done that in the last three games. So the Grizzlies, a big win right there. On the other side for Lake Elsinore, they had two hits at the bottom of the lineup from Sanabria. He had two RBI. They had Dallas DeVries, a triple and an RBI. He also had a walk as well. Fresno had six walks despite allowing just five hits. But let's talk about that pitching staff, and let's start with Brian Mena and his Grizzlies debut. Three perfect innings and four Ks. Mena, 38 pitches, 23 strikes. Then Ismael Luciano, an inning and two-thirds. He allowed four runs thanks to four walks and two hits, but Luciano making his Fresno debut as well. Congratulations to the 20 and 21-year-olds. Then Austin Becker, an inning and a third. He allowed a run, but worked to the back end of the bullpen where Jake Madden was outstanding. Two scoreless innings, and Sam Weatherly striking out a pair in a 1-2-3 ninth. For Lake Elsinore, left-hander Luis Gutierrez was stymied the Grizzlies offense in that first inning, but the second he was stymied, giving up seven runs on seven hits, an inning and two thirds for him. And then right-hander Will Vermette, 2 1/3 innings. His only hit he allowed was the home run to Andy Perez. So he only gave up one run as the other run went to Gutierrez. He had six strikeouts. Two scoreless innings for Luis German. He actually left the game with a trainer after he finished that second inning. He had two Ks. And then Miguel Valdez, in his debut, allowed five hits and two runs. So Fresno, a big win tonight, 10-5, as they are now 3-4 against the Storm this year. The Grizzlies and the Storm return action for Game 2 tomorrow, Wednesday Night Baseball, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Lake Elsinore gives the ball to right-hander Jose Luis Reyes, a 4-6 record, a 6.92 ERA. The last time he faced Fresno, he actually did a very good job against the Grizzlies' offense. But Fresno, now on the hot track, will give the ball to Albert Pacheco, who looked great in his last outing, a 3-4 record, a 4.20 ERA. Our pregame guest will be Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. And perfect timing after the Grizzlies score 10 runs on 14 hits as they beat the Storm 10-5. A big thank you to all of our partners as well for Verse for putting on tonight's broadcast. Our pregame guest and Jonathan Bravo. As the Grizzlies, they open up the six-game series on the right paw, winning 10-5. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.